Welcome to this midweek edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, and with me here in studio is the host of Money Life and Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. A little later in the program, we'll be hearing from Matt Bell, and Matt is a personal finance writer and a speaker. I know you'll enjoy hearing from Matt later in the program. But Chuck, before we get to Matt, you ran across an article today that really highlights a sign of our times.
Dave, in Las Vegas, this is according to the Multiple Listing Service, the number of homes, luxury houses, condos, or high-rise condos that are on the market in 2009 that are of greater value than $1 million. You want to take a wild guess?
100?
Dave, there's 946 to choose from. Wow. In the $10 million or above category, there are 17 that you could choose from. Mm-hmm. And here's the very difficult, brutal reality. That out of those 946 homes listed for over $1 million, only 27 of them have been recorded at the time of this article as having sold in 2009. Mm. So that's what I would consider a very slow real estate market. Now, obviously, it's an exaggerated look at the pain in the real estate market. But it's also a sign of our times, Dave. If we look back, when money became cheap and credit was available, people lost their way. They started buying far more house than they could afford, and they ratcheted up to massive, expansive lifestyles by these enormous houses. And the decade of 2000 is going to be known as the decade of the McMansion, when everyone tried to get in more house than they really could afford. And it's proven to be a very, very painful correction. I think the housing market has a long way to go till we see a real recovery. But I think it's so important for us to remember that by following God's financial principles and learning to be content with what we have and living within our means, we not only avoid these terrible problems that they're faced with right now in Las Vegas, but the other side of it is a much more positive benefit, and that you can use your resources to lay up for yourself treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy it. It'll never have to be put on the market and sit for a long time. It's truly secure. That's the blessing of following God's financial principles.
Well, thanks, Chuck. And in just a moment, we'll introduce you to our guest today, Matt Bell. Matt is the author of two books, and he is a highly sought-after speaker. Matt's been quoted in U.S. News and World Report, as well as the Chicago Tribune. He also has written for ChristianityToday.com. Matt will join us in just a moment. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and we'll be right back.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today I have the privilege of introducing you to Matt Bell. Matt is a writer and speaker on the topic of biblical money management, a topic very dear to my heart. Matt, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Chuck. It's really a pleasure to be with you.
Well, it's my pleasure, Matt. I've heard so much about you, and I get the privilege of introducing you to our nationwide audience today. So take a second to tell us about yourself.
Yeah, well, I come at this topic having been schooled in the school of hard knocks. I basically lived the prodigal son story very vividly. Early in my adult life, I inherited some money. An uncle passed away and left me $60,000, and I had good intentions with that money, but over the course of 2 years, used it to create my dream job, but didn't keep very good track of that money and transformed it into $20,000 of credit card debt. And I'd become so blind to what was happening with that money that reality of the $20,000 of debt, it was literally like waking up to that. And so, you know, that prompted a very difficult period of my life that ultimately God used to draw me into a faith relationship with Him, and then just gave me a passion for finally learning and then eventually teaching others about money.
You know, Matt, that's an interesting journey, because so many people don't believe that God has anything to do with their finances. How did you get involved in linking the teaching of biblical stewardship and financial responsibility into your own life?
Yeah, well, I mean, initially it was just practical information I was looking for. I mean, I actually moved home with my parents for a period of 6 months, and I just realized through that period that I had a lot to learn, and so I just started picking up secular things. But ultimately, a friend reached out and shared his faith with me, and as I started reading the Bible, I was just amazed at how much the Bible says about money. And the first church I ever went to was a small little church in suburban Chicago called Willow Creek Community Church, and turned out they have a very strong financial ministry there that I got involved in, and so it just took off from there.
You know, Matt, today you travel the country speaking and teaching on this topic. You're passionate about it, but you're also getting an up-close look at how the recession is affecting people and the way they're handling their finances, feeling upside down, very, very concerned about how they're going to turn it around. But using some examples from your own life, how do you go from that panicked position and not feeling secure about your financial future into finding a real long-term solution and getting the ship turned around, no matter what fear they may be faced with?
Yeah, I think that's such a critically important point you're bringing up about a long-term solution, because I think the drift in our culture is towards short-term solutions. We're feeling some pain, we want some immediate pain relief, and it leads, I think, often to bad decisions. You know, people struggle with their credit card bills, and so they look toward a home equity loan, if one's even available these days, or they look to tapping their retirement savings. And they look like immediate solutions, but usually they turn out to be not such long-term solutions. In fact, there's research out there that people who tend to lean toward a home equity loan to pay off high-interest credit card bills, within a couple of years, they're right back in credit card trouble again. And so the longer-term solutions would be to look for what is really the cause of my problems here. Can I get upstream a little bit and see that, you know, there's certain habits that I've been in of overspending, or perhaps not using a spending plan, perhaps overly relying on credit cards and such. Even getting at certain attitudes and beliefs. You know, our culture just fosters this consumer mindset that's not biblical for one thing, and it's not helpful for another thing financially. And so as we start to look for longer-term solutions, I think that one of the key answers is understanding and just bathing ourselves in God's Word. You know, understanding maybe that this is the turning point that gets us to finally understand that God never intended us to be consumers who would use up and waste and squander all that He entrusted to us. He intended us to be stewards of His resources. And that mindset, that identity, changes everything about how we do the money thing.
Well, so we're going to think long term. We're going to stop thinking about the immediate results, because it took a while to get into this problem. It's going to take a while to get out of it. But help me deal with the current fear, that sense of panic that I may have because I'm just facing the day-to-day squeeze. How do we overcome that fear that just grips so many lives when they can't make tomorrow's rent payment?
Yeah, I think, I mean, there are a couple things. Number one, I mean, it is a spiritual issue, and so I think we need to go back to God's Word and recognize the truth that for those of us who've placed our faith in Christ, the unmistakable promises of Scripture is that God knows our needs and He promises to provide for us. It may not be in our timing, it may not be in the way that we wanted it to work out, but the promise is that He will provide for us. So first and foremost, we need to trust in that as never before. For people who are gainfully employed right now, I strongly encourage people to learn as much as they can about their work. Become great at it. You know, the Bible encourages us to work as if working directly for the Lord. And so I've read research that something like 80% of large employers offer tuition reimbursement, and yet fewer than 10% of eligible employees take advantage of that. That's just money on the table. And so we need to do all that we can to make ourselves as employable as possible. can't guarantee our employment, but we can do a lot to shore up our employability.
Well, Matt, I'm familiar with your ministry and many of the things that you have taught, and I know that you don't consider all debt the same. Explain that to me.
Yeah, it's really not the same. I mean, there are different ramifications for getting behind on different types of debt, and there are different solutions for different types of debt. So, for example, with student loan debt, you know, the government has actually, if it's a federally subsidized student loan, the government has some unique tools that they can use to go after those debts, like wage garnishment, and they can intercept tax refunds and such, and so you don't want to get behind on your student loans. By the same token, there are unique solutions available if you get behind on your student loans. You can adjust your repayment plan. There are now what are called income-based repayment plans, where if you are in a low-income profession, perhaps, you can have your payments adjusted according to your ability to pay. If you have a federally subsidized student loan, you could have a deferment. If you lose your job, you could have your payments deferred, and the government will even cover the interest while it's being deferred. If it's not government subsidized, you might be eligible for forbearance, where interest will still accrue, but at least you can take a time out of making the payments while you're unemployed until you get to the position of being able to make those payments again. So these things are true for all types of debts, whether it comes to medical debt, tax debt, credit card debt, housing problems, the potential for foreclosure. There are unique ramifications for falling behind, and there are unique solutions to each type.
Well, Matt, that is great advice. I want to talk to you more about that and how our listeners can plug into some of your resources when we come back. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be back with more from Matt Bell.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible, Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and our guest today is writer and speaker Matt Bell. Matt is an expert on the topic of biblical money management. Matt, when we left off, you were giving some great resources, ones that I know our listeners are going to want to learn more about, how to restructure different types of debt. Where can they get some more information from you about that?
Yeah, well, Chuck, my most recent book just came out just recently. It's called Money Strategies for Tough Times, and that goes through each of these different types of financial problems that we can get into in this world, along with specific websites to go to or other places to turn for specific guidance on how to deal with these different issues. And so that book would be a great resource. And then the website, Money, Purpose, Joy, has some additional resources as well.
Well, Matt, I know that many people don't realize that credit card payments can keep you in debt and bondage for years and years and years.
Yeah.
I have some pretty strong opinions about that, but tell us your strategy to avoid the credit card debt trap.
Yeah, there's several things to know here, but one of the simplest ideas is what I call fix your payments, and it works like this. I mean, think about this. If you have a $2,000 balance on a credit card and say it's charging 14% interest and requiring a minimum payment of 2% of the balance, if you keep paying that minimum balance, assuming you don't charge anything more on that card, you'll be in debt for about 19 years to pay off that $2,000 debt. But one of the simplest things you can do is, like I said, fix your payments. And here's what I mean. So if you're making your payments, you're making those minimum due payments each month, your payments will actually decline a little bit each month. They'll require a little bit less because your balance will be declining a little bit each month. And now that isn't the kindness of the credit card companies. That's just simple math. But that's one of the reasons why you stay in debt so long. So if your minimum payment this month is $40 and next month they ask you for $39 or $38, if you just keep paying them $40, you'll be out of debt way faster. In that example I just mentioned, you'll be out of debt in just over 6 years as opposed to that 19-year plan that we started at.
Oh, that's amazing, and that's a pretty simple strategy, just to keep your payments fixed. We agree, Matt, that getting out of debt is a great goal, but we also know that there are some traps along the way. What are some of the traps that you recommend that people avoid when they're trying to get out of debt?
Yeah, two of the biggest traps to avoid would be working with a debt settlement company. Now, I'm not opposed to a debt management plan provided by a reputable, accredited credit counseling agency, but a debt settlement program is a whole other thing. And those, in fact, they're just under investigation now by the Attorney General for the state of New York. He just announced an investigation of 14 national debt settlement companies because of exorbitant fees and because of the allegation that they're not delivering on what they promise. But they basically tell people to stop paying their credit card bill, either send them the payment instead, or at least just save it up, and then the debt settlement company will try to make a settlement offer to settle a debt for less than the full amount due. But, of course, the credit card company has no obligation to accept that settlement, and apparently there are some bad apples in this industry, so I just encourage people to avoid debt settlement companies as one watch out. But then the other watch out, a lot of people ask in workshops I do about the wisdom of transferring balances to a 0% interest credit card, and there are a lot of watch outs there too. I mean, for one thing, there's going to be a fee involved in transferring that balance to another credit card. For another thing, that 0% might be just a short-term teaser rate. If you are late with a payment, the interest rate will go up. So I'd much rather have a person just be working with a good old-fashioned spending plan and managing their expenses as tightly as they can to work in their way out of debt than going to some of those other solutions.
You know, Matt, many people want to be on a spending plan. They hear those words and they hear people like you and I talk about them and they think, I need to do that. But oftentimes they've tried and failed in the past. Do you have tips or insight to help people to stay on a spending plan, to really be able to follow through?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a couple of keys to this. I mean, number one, we have to recognize that we're managing God's resources, and the Bible says that it's the plans of the diligent that lead to profit, whereas the haste leads to poverty. And so we need a plan. You know, I don't like to guilt people into doing things, but really it just makes sense that if we're managing God's resources, we would use a plan. The other thing I tell people, and I really believe this very strongly, that a budget or a spending plan, call it what you'd like to, it's not about less. You know, people think, oh, it's a ball and chain, it's a set of handcuffs, it's going to be restrictive. My experience and the experience of others who've used one is that it's the opposite. It's not about less, it's about more. It's about more knowledge about where the money's going so that we can manage money more effectively, so that we have more for the things that really matter. So some people might have to take it on faith, but really it's a tool that provides tremendous financial freedom.
Well, Matt, I totally agree with that. And I know that right now there's a wonderful opportunity to reach out to other people who are having financial difficulty. Many of our listeners are doing quite well. I hear from them frequently. And what they're interested in is how to reach out to other people during these tough times. What kind of advice are you offering to people who want to reach out and serve others as fellow believers?
Yeah, seek out opportunities. I mean, ask people. You can be in a small group for years and years with people. We've had that experience ourselves where money either doesn't come up as a topic because it's a private conversation in our country, or people, you know, it's easy to sort of give an impression about how you're doing financially, whereas the truth is harder to talk about or reveal. But if you're in a position where you're doing well, some friendly, caring questions about, hey, how are you doing? And let's talk about our finances can open up all sorts of opportunities for discovering issues where you could actually help a person.
Well, Matt, I totally agree with that. And one of the ways that they can reach out to others is to use the resources that you offer. Tell our listeners how they can stay in touch with you, Matt.
Yeah, one of the best ways would be through the website, which is moneypurposejoy.com. And through that website, you'll see there are a couple of free e-newsletters that I write that provide some ongoing guidance and encouragement on the topics we've been talking about.
Well, Matt Bell, thanks for being our guest on Money Life today. Been great having you.
Thank you, Chuck. I really enjoyed it.
And you're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Are you over 50 and thinking about retirement? Well, if you want to actually experience retirement one day, you have to plan for it. And we have a book that'll tell you how. It's Your Money After the Big 5-0, written by Crown Financial Ministries co-founder Larry Burkett and financial planner Ron Blue. Your Money After the Big 5-0 will equip you with biblical wisdom and practical advice for succeeding in the second half of life, having a fully funded retirement, and being free to serve the Lord. And you'll learn about the importance of finishing strong and leaving a legacy of stewardship to your children and grandchildren. If you're ready to put together a financial plan for a retirement that'll honor God and give you wealth at last, get a copy of Your Money After the Big 5-0 right now at crown.org. Your Money After the Big 5-0 by Larry Burkett and Ron Blue is available online at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. And Chuck, as I listen to Matt's testimony, I'm sure there are so many listeners who either are in that same spot that Matt talked about at the beginning of his testimony, where God has just taken away much of the bolsters that kept them going and is bringing them back to the very basics of true intimacy with Him and true freedom from materialism. And it was great to hear his story today, and I really hope it resonates with our listeners.
Well, it resonated with me, Dave, because I identify with Matt's journey. I think there's a maturing process as a believer when many times, especially in regard to our finances, we try to go it on our own. We think we can do it. We think we're smart. We think we've got all the wisdom that we need. And we get trapped in what I call man's economy. We tend to measure things by outward appearances. I think that's why there's 946 homes over $1 million for sale in one little small city in the United States called Las Vegas. Appearances are very compelling and very attractive. And for many people, that's all they know. And they've never discovered God has His own economy. But Matt discovered that economy, and he found the joy. And he not only found the joy, but just how much more sense it makes to live within God's economy. Listening to Matt speak and then thinking about all those people who got caught up with trying to reach for what they would consider the American dream, owning a $1 million home, reminded me of this verse. It's Psalm 49:16. Do not be overawed when a man grows rich, when the splendor of his house increases, for he will take nothing with him when he dies. His splendor will not descend with him. Though while he lived, he counted himself blessed, and men praise you when you prosper. He will join the generations of his fathers, who will never see the light of day. A man who has riches without understanding is like the beast that perish. In other words, the Lord told us the things that we see can be so impressive, and we can ascribe so much wisdom and strength and splendor to people who have made a lot of money in this world. But the Lord said the easiest way to counteract that is don't be overawed. Don't be overawed, because it's all temporal. Just like the homes that are sitting vacant in Vegas right now, one day all homes are going to be vacant. They're all going to be vacated, because the Lord's going to call an end to time and history as we know it. And they're going to stay here. They're going to be left behind. But if we have wisdom and understanding, if we know God, then we look forward to our eternal home, which is permanent.
Well, Chuck, thanks so much for that and helping us refocus our perspective. If you joined us late today, you can hear this program again in its entirety by going to crown.org. You can also sign up for the free podcast, and we'll send you Money Life right to your computer each day. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.